Time for Sports Lit 101. I'm Bruce Pratt in the house with us. Welcome, Mr. Pratt. Glad you made it here, dodging some traffic issues on the interstate.
Man, I had to go up to the National Living Center, and I noticed there was an accident and a lot of big trucks and stuff and fire trucks southbound on 95. I didn't realize that when I went to come down Stillwater Avenue that there would be no way to get onto the highway from Stillwater. So they had all the traffic that was exiting the highway, which means anybody that knows anything about Bangor, and squeezing two lanes down to one. Yeah, 20 minutes from the Natural Living Center to here, but I got here. I made it.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, well, it's good to be here. We're talking about Maine's greatest athletes today. Now, this is a book written by a woman named Nancy Griffin, whose books are How Maine Changed the World and Making Whoopies. She's from Thomaston. She's a freelance writer. I don't know that much about her. The book lists the athletes alphabetically. It does not rank them, which would be, you know, sort of ridiculous. Who's the greatest Olympian? Is it this one, that one, whatever? However, what's really interesting about this book is not who's in it, but who's not in it. But I thought I'd just say who's in it of the ones we would expect. Joan Benoit Samuelson, Cindy Blodgett, Danny Boldu, Mike Bordick. Kirsten Clark, Cornelia Flyrod Crosby, definitely needs to be in there. Joey Gamache, John Heward, Dick McPherson, Kevin Mahaney's in as an all-around athlete and an Olympic silver medalist in sailing. Stump Merrill, Julie Parisian, who missed the podium at the Olympics by 1/100th of a second. People like Mark Plummer and Abby Spector from, you know, golf, the sport that doesn't get that much attention. The Sock Alexis brothers are there. Jean Ra from Bowdoin College Hockey. Eric Weinrich, Seth Westcott, John Winken. You would expect these people to be there. Though Winken not as an athlete, and that's where the book takes some divergences. It does talk about Clyde Sukforth is in there. Billy Swift, of course. Sean Walsh is in there as a coach. Somebody named Ramsdale, who was a commissioner of a fledgling league, is in there. But here's what I found astonishing. There are people who should definitely be in there. Let's just start with the one I think is the second greatest oversight of all, Ian Crocker. Mm. Ian Crocker has 5 Olympic medals, has twice or 3 times held world swimming records. He's not in there.
How do you leave out Ian Crocker?
I don't know. How do you leave out, when you're talking about basketball players, Heather Ernest, Miss Basketball, 4-year scoring leader at Maine, one of 5 retired jerseys in the history of Maine women's basketball, and Amy Vachon.
Wow.
I mean, if you leave Amy Vachon out of there, I don't know what you need to. I mean, Cindy Blodgett scored a lot of points. How many of those came off assists from Amy Vachon, right? I mean, she is the all-time America East Conference assist record, and she hadn't played in America East in a long, long time. Yeah. They play more games now. They're more tournament games. As a head coach alone, she should be there. In baseball, yes, all those people, Merrill, Sukforth, McPherson, people like that. I mean, not McPherson.
Mike
Bordick and Billy Swift belong there. Bob Stanley, he was born in Portland. He grew up in Jersey, so he doesn't count. Charlie Furbish, 9 years in the major leagues. He's from Portland.
Yeah.
Tim Stauffer, 10-year major league in minors. Ryan Flaherty, 7 years, got an injury, now coaching for the Padres. Matt Kinney, those guys, I mean, they accomplished as much as some of these other people did, including someone who's included as a baseball player who was at Southern Maine. I'm not going to mention the kid's name. It's not his fault. And had a cup of coffee in the minors. And he's listed ahead of guys that play 7 and 10 years in the majors. In hockey, yeah, they got Eric Weinrich, they got Boldu, they got Sean Walsh. How about Greg Moore of Lisbon? 4-year Maine player, captain, played it with the Rangers and the Blue Jackets a little bit of time, played for like 12 years in Europe, is currently the head coach of the American Hockey League Toronto Marlies. This guy went from coaching like U16, U18, rocketed up the coaching staff.
So what's the criteria? Obviously, it's not being born in Maine, because several of those people were not born here.
Well, that's exactly where I'm going. And I'm only talking about, and all the people I have were born in Maine or raised in Maine almost exclusively. like Weinrich was born in Roanoke, but he grew up in Gardner, so I counted him. Well, it seems to be that the criteria is whatever was working that day.
Yeah.
If you're going to include hockey players, Derek Damon out of Bangor had a 14-year pro career. He's coaching in the BCHL. That kid was a good hockey player.
Yeah.
And when they chanted Bangor Boy, it wasn't as a joke. It was because he was a local kid that had done well. He and Moore combined on the same line, and they were really productive. They win a national championship, but they don't see somebody skating on the goal Damon scored that they waved off because Keith, what's his name, had his foot in the crease. That's a national championship team. But here's the sport where they really missed it. That's the sport of skiing, something I know a little bit about. Carl Anderson of Auburn is a two-time Olympian, 76 Innsbruck, Sarajevo, 80, and a Europa Cup downhill champion. He's apparently not one of the greatest athletes.
Hmm.
Chip Cochran, World Cup skier, World Cup championship speed skier, U.S. ski team, 30-year CVA coach, and among his most notable students, Bodie Miller. Sam and Ben Morse, both of Chesterfield, Maine, and CVA, both on the World Cup ski team, both won championships at World Juniors and the like. Forrest Carey, head ski team coach, United States ski team, former U.S. ski team member, won a ton of JO stuff, All-American at Middlebury. Simon Dumont of Bethel, 7 Winter X Games medals in snowboarding. The guy is a hell of an athlete. But here's the one it would seem to me, if one did any research, you couldn't forget. And that would be Wendell Chummy Broomall. Now, I had the great privilege of meeting Mr. Broomall. There would be no Black Mountain if it weren't for him. He gave the 300 acres of land. He built the cross-country ski trails. He was a U.S. Olympic team member in 1948 at St. Moritz and 1952 in Oslo. And then he was one of the leaders of the 10th Mountain Division in World War II. Mm. He was involved in a number of airdrops. And what a lot of people don't remember is that one of the things that really hurt the Germans were they thought there were a lot more troops in Norway, and they thought that the Allies were going to invade through Norway because Germany had occupied Norway. And the 10th Mountain Division people were in there harassing. The Germans thought there was a much bigger guerrilla force out there. Chummy invented mechanized grooming for cross-country ski trails and the like, and lived to be 98 years old, and he died in 2017. It was a remarkable gentleman. He made every high school race at Black Mountain feel like a World Cup event. The course was phenomenal, the arena the kids skied into. He would take care, he would groom that thing as if stay up half the night to do it. Wendell Chummy Broomall is one of the greatest athletes ever to come out of Maine. He was from Mexico. Anderson's from Auburn, Cochran grew up in Greenville. And Dumont is from Bethel. So I don't quarrel much with what's in there. I mean, it's great they have bowlers in there, Charlie Milan.
Yeah.
And other, it's not limited to
how about Lyndon Gray? Is Lyndon Gray in there for dressage?
I do not believe
national champion, Olympian.
I don't believe Gray's in there. I
believe in the Dressage Hall of Fame. And if you're going to take coaches, you mentioned some coaches. Do they have any high school coaches in there?
No. They mentioned, the only time I saw a high school coach mentioned might have been that somebody was the coach. But, yeah, I mean, there are.
I mean, I think about.
No, there aren't. No, there are no high school coaches.
Well, that's an interesting. If you're going to take college coaches.
Yeah, you take Winken and you take Sean Walsh. My question is...
Well, what about a Dick Whitmore?
Dick Whitmore came to mind, exactly. He was one of the ones I looked up.
Or some high school coach. I'm thinking of, I believe her name was Paula Doughty.
Yeah.
At Skowhegan that racked up a ton of championships and over 500
coaching.
Wins. Yeah.
She's still coaching.
People like George Wentworth.
I think Wentworth might be in here, come to think. Okay. There was one, somebody I thought might be, but I'm not sure about that. But yeah, Paula came to mind to me. 100 plus Division I scholarships for field hockey players from Skowhegan High School.
Yeah.
I'd say she's done a pretty good job.
It's an impossible task to please everybody with this, but.
It is, but no, Wentworth's not in here. And some of these things, some of these people go back, and I guess she, I get that she wanted to give Bates, Bowden, and Colby each somebody in Southern Maine, which she did. But the point is.
And what about Del Bissonette? Is he in there?
I don't think Del Bissonette's in there. That was another one. Yeah. Friends of mine were chiming in as who this one, this one is. No, I mean, you know, that like Billy Ruff Carrigan, Red Sox catcher,
well, yeah,
manager, coach,
belongs.
And Babe Ruth. Okay, I think he belongs.
He won a world championship with the Red Sox.
Yes, he did. Chet Bulger played, was an offensive tackle in the NFL for a long time. John Bauer, two-time Olympian and Nordic ski star.
What about John Heward?
Yeah, Heward's in there.
He is.
Yeah,
okay,
I did mention Heward. Yeah, he's in there. Bob Legendre, two-time Olympic pentathlete.
But if you're again, I guess my issue is the criteria. If you're taking people who played in college, I sure hope Paul Kariya's in there.
No.
I mean, I know it was only 1 year at Maine, but still.
I'm with you. If you're taking UMaine players, then why are not all three Kariya's there? Why are not any number? You know, you got to ask yourself, if someone can be born in New Jersey, play at Maine, and get in, why is Gustav Nyquist not there?
Yeah, right.
Or going back through, you know, I mean, all the Jim Montgomery, Bobby Corkum,
Garth Snow.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, you know, I mean, the book came out before you could put a Jeremy Swayman in, but, you know, what about Scott Darling and Jimmy Howard? I mean, Howard and Darling and Bishop, those guys were, you know.
What about a guy like Steve Clifford, who had a long career in the NBA as a head coach?
Yeah, Clifford's not in there.
And Rick Carlisle, again, he wasn't from Maine, but played at Maine.
Yeah, no, it's the criteria is just not clear. And I read the introduction carefully enough to know that it's not clear. It basically, all this says is that they feature 50 athletes who attain great success against great odds, but that's not true. I mean, that's not true. What they were able to do was become really good at what they do. I mean, I see Joan Benoit Samuelson, I'm saying, yeah, okay, like, you know, that's really good. Eric Rip Black grew up in Bailey Island. He threw a no-hitter against Bowden when he was at Maine. He became a great hammer thrower, and then he won a bronze medal, and then he came home and went back to fishing. That's a great story. That doesn't make him even the greatest hammer thrower from the state of Maine, right? And so and I also think there are many athletes, you know, since people got credit for what they did in high school, a lot of them. I mean, think about what's his name, Rossignol, the Rossignols. How many kids in Maine have scored more than 1,500 points in their basketball career? I don't know. There are probably some.
Right.
But I would think that would count. You know, I just, you know, our kid like Dumoulin, who went to Boston College. Damn him! Being from Maine and he's still playing in the pros. He's got a longer pro career than lots of other people that are in there.
So. Well, look, it's a tough job, but I guess if you're going to write a book about the greatest athletes in Maine, then have a clear criteria and stick with it.
Right, and most of these are just a page and a half long. Kerry looks like he might have some other ideas too.
No, I was just thinking the same thing. Anytime you're doing a book of greatest, that needs a clear definition of what your criteria are, and that seems to be sorely missing.
Right, and you state that up front, and it's either people who were born in Maine, people who played in Maine at the peak of their athletic prowess, whether it was high school or college. And if you do that, then that can cover people who played their college sports in Maine and things like that.
Yeah, and I you know, I would say just do a book of coaches.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, don't consider coaches athletes unless they excelled in Maine as an athlete and then later went on to coach, like Amy.
Yep.
You know, that would make sense to me, but I don't know. But we're another one that's missing is Ben True is not in here. Now, how Ben True, who's won the IAAF World Championship cross country twice, been a road running champion, All American at Dartmouth, All-American in cross-country skiing as well, and a member of the Saucony Pro team all over the world. I mean, he's got to be in there.
Well, all right, there you go. Bruce in Sports Live 101. What are we doing next week? Who are we dumping on next week?
Not dumping anybody next week. I am hoping that I will have finished. You might remember The Global History of Hockey by Steve Hardy and Andrew Holman. Steve has written a novel, a mystery novel, which has to do with hockey. And after just having no luck with several different publishing companies, he published it on his own, and it's getting fabulous reviews from people. And he's a solid writer. So if I can get through, it's 300 some pages. I shouldn't have any problem getting that ready. I'm hopefully have that for next week. But if not, I have a backup plan.
All right. That's next week.